All right, Sean. Hey, how you doing, Sean? Thanks for holding. I appreciate that. You were there for a little while waiting for us, so I really appreciate the opportunity for you to hold for us. So thank you for that. Okay. I know you were speaking to Ruby, and she does a great job of explaining a little bit more of what we do. And I love your company, ASAP Fence. That's a great name. Love it. So she did mention that you're the owner of ASAP Fence. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. And, you know, she did mention that if we can get you more business, that's something that you are willing to take on more jobs, correct?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Beautiful. Okay. So I do see that you have 5-star reviews. That's amazing. Great job on that. You have 6 verified reviews. Uh-huh. You have your website looking good. You do good quality work. So, you know, in a nutshell, what we do here, Sean, is we get you fully optimized on Google, right? So what we do is we get you programmed in for the keywords that you offer. So as far as the services and suspense, anything that we do, we make sure that you're coming up on that first page of Google, right? That's where we come in. As far as, you know, other listings, do you have anything else that you're using to bring in new clients? Do you have a Yelp?
Not really. I stopped working with Yelp. They're just charging me a lot of money, and then they double charged me what I owed, like, after I cut ties with them.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Collections over it. Yeah.
Oh, really? They went that far? Goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. I mean, I get mixed reviews from Yelp. You know, a lot of the, sometimes a lot of the customers that I talk to, they do say that doesn't work. And, you know, primarily I think the reason for that is because most people, I would say about 90% of people, they use Yelp, for food services, like restaurants, right? Like to review restaurants and those ice cream shops and stuff like that, right? When it comes to home services, it's a hit or miss. So completely understand. You know, for example, the way that this would work, if I were to type in fencing services, and you're in Boulder, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So the following companies are coming up. You let me know, Sean, if you know any of these companies, okay? We got Boulder Fencing Solutions, Snowy Peak Fencing, Green View Solutions, Superior Fence and Rail. We also got the company Stand Strong Fencing. We got Monroe, you know, McWright Fence. Do you know any of these companies? Andrew Thompson Contractor, Denver Fencing Guy?
Yeah. I've heard of them, looking up, trying to find my fence company on Google. Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that is what we can do for you today, Sean, is we can, once again, these companies are using a company like ours, and they're getting programmed in for the services, right? So, you know, I know that you're doing a little bit of everything, vinyl, wood, you know, you're doing metal fencing. So the whole point is to get you, you know, programmed in, so that way you're able to show up on that first page, right? So right now what's happening is you have a Google Business Profile, but it's not being optimized, and you're not getting the best results or the best benefits from Google, right? So the whole magic is the programming gets you, you know, getting those people that are looking for those services and them calling you directly, right? So that's what we can do for you. Couple other things that I noticed that you do have. Do you have a Facebook business page for the company?
No, I don't have Facebook, no.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so that's something that we can also program in for your business. Do you have a personal one by chance?
What's up, man? Can I do a Forex call? Sorry, buddy. I'll do two T's. Sorry, just kind of
You're Hey, you're fine. I know you're a busy man. I get it. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I would say we can get you a business Facebook page, and that's something that's also included. The reason why I bring this up is because if you're searching for stuff on Google, or you're having a conversation with someone, that retargeting ad for fences will come up on their Facebook feed. So it's definitely a strong form of marketing to get more customers out there that are using social media, okay? So let's get to some pricing, right? So this is something that you are, you know, interested in to get more customers and get you programmed in, just like some of the competitors that we named, I can do two things for you, okay? I can get you a huge discount and get you the best possible price. You have a website already. We don't have to create your website. You have a Google Business Profile. Yeah. We don't have to program you in to get you a new one, right? All we would have to do is get it optimized. So I can waive $200 off your setup fee and then get you on a lower premium. So the first initial investment would be $398. It's a $99 setup fee to get everything programmed instead of $299, and then get you in at a month-to-month, you know, program of $299, right? So $398 to start off with, and then $299 every single month after that. So, you know, my question to you is, Sean, how many clients would I have to bring you a month for this to make sense for your business?
I don't know, five minimum, I guess.
Okay, good. Well, the reason why I say this is for in a 50-mile radius, I'm pretty sure you're not only sticking to Boulder, right? You're going around the surrounding cities.
Yeah, Longmont. I mean, yeah, I'll do like 50 miles. Yeah,
50-mile radius.
And I even work in Loveland. Also, I'll work in Loveland and Golden, out east. I'm down to work in like Port Lupton and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay, that's good. Okay, the reason why I say this is right now, for example, I put this keyword into the Google Analytics of fence services in a 50-mile radius, and there was about 1,213 searches for that keyword. So, you know, I'm not saying Sean's going to receive 1,213 phone calls. I mean, by all means, I don't think you'd be able to take that much business, right? But, you know, if you can capitalize on a percentage of those calls, you know, that's something that definitely would be able to pay for itself, right? So if you're looking for five clients, you know, the five clients are calling those companies that are on the first page. So, you know, those are missed opportunities that can go to your company versus the competitors. And if that's something that you want to capitalize and have yourself established with the programming, that's something that we can definitely do for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that something you feel you can move forward with?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got a quick question for you. So just to verify a couple things, the website that you have right now, do you like your website?
It's all right. I mean, I know it could use some work, you know.
I mean, is that something that you built yourself, or is that like another company that built it for you?
Yeah, I built it myself.
Really?
I built it myself. It was kind of quick. Yeah. It was kind of quick, you know.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I can send you an example of one of the websites that we can build for your company, and I can throw this at no additional cost. If you own the domain, then we can just have our content, like, right over it, which is, you know, not an issue to do. I can include that at no additional cost today. So that's it. If you want. If you want to go that route, if you want to keep your own website, then you can most definitely do that. But if you check out the I just sent you a link, you could check it out, kind of put me on the speaker and see how it looks, and then you let me know if you feel like that's something that can that you like.
Okay. So where'd you send me the link to?
The phone that we're on right now. I just sent it to the 843-901-8651. Is that correct? Oh, wait a minute. That's a different number that's coming out for you. Oh, give me one second.
Is it?
No, my apologies. That was my previous customer.
Oh,
he's probably receiving that message like, what's going on, Chris? Yeah, I just signed up another company for Handyman, and that was that number. So sorry about that, Sean. He's going to be like, what is this?
Yeah.
All right, the coffee's kicking in, I promise, Sean. So... let's see. All right, so I'm sending you this now so that way you can check it out. It's in your inbox now. I'm sending it to the 720. 6787285. Did you get it?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay, should be there any second.
So. Okay, I just got it.
Okay, I'm like, I sent it to the right place now.
Hey, sorry there, buddy.
No, you're fine. No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry about it. I know. Once again, I know you're busy, man. So I'm not trying to take too much of your time. I just want to, you know, kind of see what we can do to help you get you some more jobs and so. Yeah, but that's an example of the website that we can do for you. Once again, it'll be fully customizable, so it'll be your pictures, and then people can call you directly from the website, so we have a click-to-call feature. People can leave you a review directly from the website, which is good. And then also people can pay you through your website, and they can also schedule appointments through your website if you like. We can also include YouTube videos. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do on your website.
Ooh, I know who Elite is. One guy fucking, excuse my language.
You're fine.
He was pretending to work for Elite or be the owner of Elite, and he was pretending to, I guess this is Elite out of California or something, huh? There's like Elite Fantastic.
No, that's an example. That's an example. That's, if you look
okay.
at the, No.
Yeah.
No. This,
yeah, an example. Okay. No, it looks good.
Yeah, if you see the address, it says California. The bottom says Albuquerque, right? So like, it's So this is we're located in California, Orange County, California. All the premier Google partners are always located in California. So I'll send you our partnership badge too. So that way, you know, you can have that as well. But yeah, that's an example of the website. And I mean, if you like yours, great. We can obviously keep that. But if you want to include a website, you know, I can include that website and get it customized using your domain. So we would just swap out the content and use your domain to get you that new website. But once again, it's completely up to you. It's if you want that, I can include it at no additional cost. You know, if you're in love with the website you have currently, hey, don't broke what's you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Type deal.
Yeah.
So okay. we can include that. I'm sending you also our Google partnership. So that's Google's website. That's to let you know that we're Google Premier Partners. You can check that out as well. So as far as your listing on Google, you know, do you want to? Give me one second. I see something here. The hours of operation, is that still correct? Like Monday from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m.? Then Tuesday you got 8 from 12.
What is it? 8 a.m. to what? When?
Yes. So your hours of operation here on your Google Business profile, you have it listed from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m. You have, that's on Monday. Tuesday you're at 12 to 8 a.m. and then 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
Where?
you want us to fix that for you?
Yeah. Can you fix that for me? That's awesome.
Yeah, we could definitely do that for you. But what hours of operation would you like want to show up, or how would you like me to list you?
I'd say like 8 a.m. to.
Eight p.m. So we'll do. How about we do 8 to 8 p.m. And then once again, you could always set up an appointment.
Yeah.
It's just for people to call you, right? You want us to list that for like Monday through Saturday, because it says that you're closed on Sunday, or you want to just have it.
Okay. Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday closed. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Sunday closed. All right, so now as far as, like, the services that you offer, I just want to make sure that we're listing you and we're getting you programmed in for the right keywords. So you're doing wood fencing, you're doing metal, you're also doing wrought iron, we're doing vinyl, you're doing livestock fence, custom fencing, anything else that you really want to come up for on Google?
Chain link.
Chain link, okay.
Yeah.
What other, any other specialty?
That's fine.
Livestock, okay, custom. I'm just putting these keywords. So once again, also what we're going to do too, just so you know, is we do have what's called a client interview. That's about, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes. That's with our technician. What they do is they just cross the T's and dot the I's just to make sure that you're coming up, you know, on Google the right way when we're doing the programming. So what they're going to do too, just so you know, is they're not just going to guess like what's going on with your campaign. They're actually going to, do some homework to make sure you're coming up for the right keywords and how people are searching in the area, right? So that's something that we do. We're not just guessing how to get you up there. We're actually going to make sure that you're doing it correctly. Is the company licensed and insured or not currently?
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured.
Gotcha. Okay. And
yeah,
then as
got my license, on, I could always get my license in other towns too if I need to. Not much, doesn't cost much, but I'm in good standing with the area state.
Got it. Now you're good on that. I mean, you know, it's nothing that's necessary to get, you know, for the programming, but it's something that can help out, you know, and can kind of entice a customer to do business. Because if, you know, something goes south and you don't have it, it's kind of like, you know,
I see
some cases for sure. Okay, so what are the cities that you really want to focus on before Boulder? And I can just type those up here for our technician.
Like Loveland and Longmont. Longmont's probably the best area, I would think. Yeah.
Got it. All right, so I'll get you programmed in for those places. All right, you got that. So as far as the website, what do you think? I mean, is that something you want to keep your website for now, or what are your thoughts on that?
For now, let me think about it. When I have more time, I'll take a closer look at the website you sent me. I'm actually on my way to go do a bid in Lyons at the moment.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can. And then are your call with the technician doesn't have to be necessary, like, it could be, you know, towards the end of the day. It doesn't have to be necessary today. It could be tomorrow if you like to, like, when you have more time. You know, that's not an issue right there. All right. So, you know, everything set for the campaign, I put as much detailed notes as possible. The only thing that we would have to do is look at an actual time for you to sit, well, to kind of have a quick phone conversation with one of our technicians. And then, once again, it doesn't have to be necessarily today. It could be on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, but it would be up to you, you know. Would you have time today, or would you rather talk to someone tomorrow?
Tomorrow would probably be the best. I gotta head to a fence in Broomfield as fast as I can to get this fence completed.
Gotcha. Okay.
Tomorrow would probably be the best time.
So tomorrow, okay. So let me see. Looking at the calendar, what works best for you? Mornings or afternoons or evenings? What?
Probably after evenings. Yeah, evenings probably work best.
Evenings work best. Okay. So. All right.
But for afternoon, yeah. Afternoon about 1 or so.
About 1 or so. Okay. We do have one from. We do have one from 1 to 2. Would that work for you, 1 to 2? We block off 1 hour, but it's not going to be an hour conversation, obviously. They just want to verify everything so we're getting you programming correctly. We got that. I'll send you a quick calendar invite. Sean, for your email that I can have on file, what would be the email that you would like us to put on file?
It's asapfence2020@gmail.com.
Is that when you started the business, 2020?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. And Sean, for account purposes, this is not for you know, like the public. What's your last name, Sean?
Jirika, J-I-R-I-K-A. AKA.
Okay, so you can. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Is KRI?
No, it's J as in Jack.
Mm-hmm.
JIRICKA.
Gotcha. So J as in Jack, IRICKA, correct?
Correct, yeah.
All right, got that. Yeah. Okay, and then so this is not obviously where you don't have your business or your address listed on Google. We're not going to send any people your way, but for account purposes and for Google to verify the programming behind it, what's the home address?
It's 5120 Williams Fork Trail, Unit 208.
Williams Fork Trail. I got him. Okay, got it. Yeah, Google updated here. Okay, all right. So everything seems to be all lined up here. Now the only thing we would have to do is just once again get the call with the technician later on. You said tomorrow, right? You said tomorrow, right? Yeah, tomorrow. At 1 around there. Okay. So we got that done. Okay, so in order to secure the listing, once again, for the first payment, it would be $398. I'm waiving $200 off your setup fee and getting you at a flat rate just of $99 for the first time. And then every single month, so it's a month-to-month program. There's no contract. So once again, Sean, if you're not seeing the results, which I know you will, you're not going to be, you know, held. You can cancel at any time. Okay. We also send this to you in writing for your protection, so that way you have that, your terms and conditions, and then also we send you a copy of everything as well, so that way you have it for your records. But in order to secure the listing at the $398, what would you like to use? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I'll use a Visa.
Okay. All right. And I'm ready for the card number, and then I can go and read it back to you for verification.
Okay, it's 4427.
Okay.
4250.
Okay.
6601.
Okay.
3752.
Okay.
That's the number what you need, the expiration date.
Yeah, the expiration date, yep. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
0529.
Okay.
577 is the code on the back.
577. Okay, so let me read that to you, just back to you. So 577, the expiration date is 529, and the card, here, the last three digits, it blocked it off already. 3752, correct?
Yeah, 3752.
52, okay. So what I'm going to do is, before I process anything, I just want to make sure I read what's called the voice verification. This is something that's required for us as a Google Channel partner, and it's, once again, it's an added form of protection for you, so that way, you are clear on what this is, right? So there's no confusion, and we're both on the same page. It's about literally less than 2 minutes, and if you have any questions about it, please let me know. Just stop me, and I can, kind of explain it to you, okay? So, yeah, so before I process the payment, I'm going to go through it. Let me know if there's anything that is unclear. It says the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, please state the name of your business.
Okay, ASAP10 LLC.
Okay, it says, please state the name, your name, excuse me, and the title within your business.
Sean Jerica, owner.
Gotcha, okay. It says, it says, are you an authorized user on this account, and are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the company?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is imperative, right, that you are actively involved in your campaign. Just are you agreeing to respond to our phone calls and text messages or emails when we need to get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. This is just to get the campaign going, and then, you know, I'll send you all that information. You should receive a text message with your terms and conditions as well after this, okay? So you're also going to get calls from other companies, third-party vendors, unrelated to Local Splash. So we're also going to provide you with a security question, right? There's three options for the security questions here. Number one option is your mother's maiden name. That's the number one. And the other one's your first pet's name, or it would be the city you were born in. What would you like to be for your security question?
My first pet's name.
Okay. All right. So let me get that real quick. All right. So what is your first pet's name?
Baby girl.
Baby girl. Okay. Is that a dog?
Yeah, it was a dog.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I got, you know, it's crazy. I'm a pretty stocky guy. I like working out, right? But I'm short, and I got a little Pomeranian. So when they see me walking the dog, they're like, oh, man, this guy's pretty big, and he's walking around with the Pomeranian. But it wasn't my choice. It was my daughter. My daughter forced me to buy the dog for her, but guess what? Yeah, the dog stays with me, and my daughter stays with her mom. So it's like they see me walking around, they kind of laugh, like, man, you're a pretty big guy, and you have a little Pomeranian. Doesn't I want a pit bull, to be honest with you, but okay.
I know. I'm gonna get me a pit bull, so I don't have any at the moment, but.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so I'm putting that here for your first pet's name. We'll put Baby Girl. That's a good name. Baby Girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so once again, you know, if someone calls you and say, hey, you know, they're asking you for anything, just even us, right, just ask them for the security question. So once they verify that, then you know that's us, right? That's we got a lot of, like you said, that one company that tried to imitate that other company, like, no. We want to make sure it's us that's calling you. So that's just for security purposes. All right. So we got that done. And then it does say, you know, as a process verification. So good thing that you have your Google Business Profile verified. So we don't need to, kind of verify it again. So you're good to go. All we would need is just to go into the programming aspect of things. So that's fine. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August. Today's the 18th. And it would be for the first discounted price would be at $398, and then every month that would be at $299, right? You can discontinue your agreement at any time. You can contact our customer service, 877. Don't worry about it. I'm going to text you all this information as well. That's 877-635-6225. I'm also going to send you my contact information. If you have any questions regarding your campaign, you can feel free to contact me. But I'm not a technician, so I just want to be just very transparent with that. When it comes to, you know, basic stuff or to get you things escalated, I can, you know, I'll be more than happy to help you with that. When it comes to actually programming you in, that's something that the technician would be able to do for you, okay? So I sent you that text message right now. And then I also sent you one of the things I sent you was your terms and conditions. So when you do get a chance, before your client interview tomorrow at 1, if you can go ahead and go into the the terms and conditions, type in your first name and last name, that'll get you access to your dashboard. Your dashboard is where you can see all the results with your campaign. And then last thing, I put notes here that you're going to think about your website. So once again, you can check out the link that I sent you. And then, you know, you let me know if you want a website. We can throw one at no additional cost. I'm notating that as well. We'll just use your domain. If you like your website and want to keep it like that for a little while, we can also keep it as well. So that would be something I'm putting in the notes for the technician. So once you do go over it with them, then, you know, you'll be able to speak with them about it. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So everything said here. We have your client interview tomorrow, and once again, it's going to be from one to to two.
Okay.
And that would be, yeah, that would be set. I'll send you a calendar invite here for your calendar for, you know, confirmation as well. But we're all set. So everything's good to go. Just please don't miss that client interview time tomorrow. It's very important for the technician just to cross the T's and dot their I's. It's not going to be very lengthy. And then you can think about it tonight, see if you want us to include that website or leave yours as is. Okay?
Okay.
Thank All right, you. Sean. So thank you for your time. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to, you know, get you on that first page. And if there's anything, please feel free to reach out. Just, you know, drive safe, and we'll talk tomorrow at 1 to 2, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.